Hi, I'm Chris Shattuck. I'm from Dalston High School in Pearland, Texas, and we're here at National Athletic Trainer Association Annual Convention. With me today, I have Natalie Trotter. She is the chairperson for D6 for the Ethnic Diversity Advisory Committee. And why don't you introduce yourself and maybe tell us a little about the EDAC committee.
Gotcha. I am Natalie Trotter. I'm currently the D6 rep. I am currently employed at Arkansas, where I work women's basketball, women's golf. 4 years ago, I had the opportunity to become the D6 rep for the Ethnic Diversity Advisory Committee, and it's probably one of the best things that I've ever done. It kind of trickles down to the state level, where we also have a diversity committee. So I am, or I was, the chair of that as well. Typically, you get 3 years on the committee, and I was fortunate enough to have an extra one with some things going on with our committee on the national level. But what we do, we try to identify things that affect the diverse population of athletic trainers, as well as issues that the population of people, whether that's student athlete, patient, that we treat or see daily. So in the past, we've done stuff with diabetes, we've done stuff with sickle cell anemia. So we try to go out and research any of these issues that NATA as an organization or even individuals have, to go out and identify, to try and be on the front end of those things.
Well, what type of initiatives do y'all do? Do y'all make recommendations to the NATA board on some projects that y'all are working on? Those included those sickle cell testing for kids, or what type of recommendations do y'all do, or what projects are y'all currently working on?
So we definitely do that. Those were two examples that we've done maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Right now, we're really, really pushing cultural competency. So even this NATA, for sure, EDAC did one session, and there was also another session on cultural competency. So we are still pushing that with everything that's changing with LGBTQ, transgender. Like, we have to be on the forefront of that because we know that it is coming. So there are a lot of issues that we have to put on paper and identify how we can best serve our patient population as well as the members of this organization in itself. So that's what we are really, really pushing right now at this moment, and even potentially creating some subcommittees to make sure that EDAC itself can continue to do what it originally set out to do.
So what advice as far as cultural competency do you have for athletic trainers out there, or does the EDAC committee have for athletic trainers out there that maybe they don't know?
Well, we all think collectively as a committee that the biggest thing is that once someone hears the term cultural or ethnic, they immediately shy away from it because they think that it doesn't apply to them. But again, you have to think about the people that you serve and the people that you work with as well. And it's not all the time. It's not about race or skin color. There are other things that must be identified. Examples being, if you're a male working at a private school with all females, or if you work in an inner city school, there are certain things about a culture that you must understand in order for you to be able to help or treat the people that you serve better. And as healthcare providers, we should want to be able to dive in and get to that level with the people that we serve daily. So, it's interesting in itself. I remember I'm also on one of our cultural competency committees at Arkansas. And so I fill out all of this stuff, and it found that I would identify more with a Caucasian male as being right all the time.
Like, okay.
You click these buttons, and at the end of it, I was like, whoa, wait, that can't be right, because I was like, no, I have to identify some other way, but there's science behind it. And just me clicking buttons, I did it twice. And so it stated that I side with Caucasian males being correct. And so there's a lot of science behind that. And if it's a way to post this, then I could post a link to take this test. And if you just take the time, you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, really?
But it's really interesting to look at how they break down, like, the way you click and how fast your mind responds to what you identify as with right. I'm telling you, I took it like 3-4 times, and I'm like, No, that's not what I think. But if you look at the science behind it, then you're like, oh, and it's just perception. And like, I know that I have biases, but just because I'm an African-American female, it doesn't mean that, hey, this is always the right way, this is always the wrong way. And then that's me. I got a double whammy. I'm African-American and I'm female in this profession right. in itself. So I fight tooth and nail for all causes. So.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing on the Ethnic Diversity Advisory Committee. I'm your liaison to the SWATA board, and, mm-hmm. and you've been great and really fight for what you guys want to do. And what I really liked that y'all did this year was search out Dr. Greenfield mm-hmm. as a speaker at SWATA next month. Won't you explain a little bit about Dr. Greenfield and kind of what he, I don't know what he's going to talk about. I know he's going to talk to a mm-hmm. few groups of people.
Yep.
Won't you elaborate on that?
So Dr. Derek Greenfield, he is an author. He's a visionary speaker and a motivator. So I met him at Arkansas. He came in and he did some work with the athletic staff at the University of Arkansas. And it was just amazing to me the way that he interpreted things. He would use like analogies with animals, like farm animals, or you'd be a cow, you could be a dog, and how you may feel alone and how you have to go out and seek, or how your connection with people start with the way you shake hands or the way that you say hello, and just being able to be open and understand somebody else's culture, how that can automatically get you a better patient outcome, I guess I should say. So he doesn't specifically do these talks for athletic trainers, but he does do them for like bigger companies, corporations. And so this would be the first time that he's talking to athletic trainers. But he does, like I said, like staff stuff. And he also did a talk at SMU. And it was crazy because people were like, is this the guy you've been talking about? I'm like, yeah, that's him.
You know, I called around to a different, whenever you brought that up, you wanted him to come to mm-hmm. San Marcos and speak. So I did some research and I called around to different universities that had him speak. And every person I talked to has said, we want him back. He is the greatest speaker. So I'm excited. I'm excited for Dr. G to come to San Marcos and see what he's got to offer.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So we're going to do one big session that starts at, I think, 9 a.m., but we're going to have some promotional stuff coming out about it. It'll start at 9, and then we'll do breakout sessions. So there'll be two opportunities to get in the breakout session. So the big session starts at 9. There'll be one breakout at 10, one breakout at 11. And then in the afternoon, he's going to have the opportunity to speak with the students. But, I mean, it's a lot of interesting stuff to make you at least think about, maybe I need to change my train of thought on that. Or, well, we all have biases. What are mine? And then just, like, putting it out on the table and being able to work through being able to first admit and identify the fact that you do have biases. Because we all
Everybody
do.
Does. You're
and
right.
Some people aren't open enough to say that they do, but the reality of the situation is we all do, regardless of that step. You're like, nope. Or even if you say none of what he has to say applies to me, it does. It really, it does at the end of the day. So I think it's going to be exciting, just the way that he talks and the way that he does things. It really, really gets you to think and even do self-reflection on, maybe I can do that a little bit better, or maybe I need to be quiet and listen and see what I can hear to see how I can improve as a healthcare provider, as an athletic trainer, or what can I do to make my staff better? What can I do to have better patient outcomes? And it's just simply in being able to understand or relate to the people that you deal with on an everyday basis.
Right. So, I think you mentioned something there that a lot of people need to do is to know when to just shut your mouth and listen to what people have to say, because it's not all about you all the time. Okay. A couple of things that you guys have going on. One is y'all do a lot of community service. Whenever I think here in Houston, y'all did mm-hmm. some community service with the National EDAC Committee. And then every year at SWATA, y'all are doing community service outreach. And explain kind of what your goals are when you do that, and maybe if you wanted help, how they can help.
Hey, so this year it was awesome. We went to Victory Prep Academy on Monday morning, and they are actually in school over the summer, but they did an open call where they allowed people in the community to actually come in, like students in the community. We had maybe grades 8 through 12. We ended up with approximately 90 students, and we brought them in and we broke them down into sections. We told them about the profession, and we also had a dentist and a pharmacist there as well, so it was kind of like a big career day. So we talked to them about what an athletic trainer was, how they could become an athletic trainer, and obviously we shared our contact information with them in case they need anything, or if they were interested in delving into the profession a little bit more. We taught them about taping, first aid, stretching, so it was really a lot of fun. And we actually had a couple who said that they were really considering becoming athletic trainers. So even if we went there and there was only one person that decided that they were interested in it, it was well worth our time.
Very good.
Yeah. But we tried to think about things that could help people. So one of the biggest things that a lot of people don't understand, and this is what we're pushing for as like cultural competency, like in inner cities, or I know that in Texas there are several high schools that have identified the fact that a lot of their athletes or a lot of their students, they only eat when they go to school. So they only get breakfast and lunch at school. Or that's just specific to Texas. I have a friend that actually started a program at his school because he was starting to realize that his football players would go, they would eat breakfast, they would eat lunch, and they would give them like a peanut butter sandwich after practice. After school, before practice or something like that. And he would notice that there'd be a couple of them that would start to hoard these sandwiches or hoard this food. They wouldn't eat it. They were taking it home to their siblings. So he was able to identify that, and he went and he wrote a grant that provided them with this food, even though they would put two sandwiches in the bag instead of one, because they realize that, hey, they're trying to feed their family. So those are some things that we can look at and we can identify. We might not be able to fix it all, but some people, they never think about the fact that inner city children, inner city school age children, they don't understand because they get 3 meals a day. Some people don't know that that even goes on. Or if you're an athletic trainer at the school, maybe you feel like that's not your responsibility, but it would be great if you were able to realize or recognize that. And that would help you forge relationships with the students in that population. Or I have a friend that she worked at an inner city school in New Orleans. She worked at an inner city school in New Orleans. And her problem, her struggle was that she wanted these kids to be able to come in and get treatment. But she noticed they would always shy away from it. They didn't have a way to get back. They didn't have cars. So she came up with a way to fund them to have bus passes to come to and from. But again, that's something that if people aren't aware of it and don't understand it, like they'll never, because it's not like the people will come out and say, hey, I don't have a ride, you know?
So, no, nobody wants to do that.
Right. So that's some of the stuff that we speak to their entire association. And if there are issues, we want to try and help with those issues. Or in our meeting on Monday, in our committee meeting, we were talking about the statistics of NATA in itself, and we're talking about that we have less than, I think it's a 30% population, 30% of a diverse population in NATA, which this has grown tremendously over the past 10 years, but something else that we as a committee are trying to work on. We're trying to see if we can do things different and increase the diversity of this organization in itself, whether that is male, female, race. So we try and dabble and identify anything that we can. So if you guys are listening and you have issues, email us. We'll try to get it figured out. But I just went on a tangent.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
I think
no.
The question might have been about Dr. Greenfield.
No, it's fine. I think we can move on from Dr. Greenfield.
Okay,
I think
good.
I'm excited. Hopefully everybody else is excited out there. One thing y'all do have in your committee is the John Harvey Humanitarian Award that y'all give out, and maybe explain what that award is, who John Harvey is, what that award is, and how to nominate somebody. What would be the criteria to nominate somebody for that award?
So most of this information is available on SWATA.org. If you click through the honors and awards tab. So each year we are seeking nominations for this great award, honored by John Harvey, who was a longtime athletic trainer at Texas Southern, who has retired, but he was on the forefront of doing humanitarian works. And in this, in SWATA, he was one of the founding fathers, or I like to say OGs, of the Ethnic Diversity Advisory Committee. So we look for people who go above and beyond wherever they are and whatever they're doing with work. So those people who are doing more than just being just an athletic trainer, those who are getting to know the issues, getting to know their population of patient. So we seek, we go out, we push, we seek awards. I think it opens in maybe October and it closes somewhere around January. I can't really remember. I'm sorry. But it's open for you to print the information at any point in time. And as the date approaches, we'll do e-blast and we'll do announcements on it. So if you guys know of anybody, if you can identify anybody in District 6, it is specifically for District 6, then we are more than happy to have them nominated or even find someone who would be willing to nominate them. So
okay, good. I think my question earlier might have been,
that was off.
Do y'all have a service project plan for San Marcos?
We do not have a service project plan for San Marcos. We had a couple of things in the hat, but since we took the lead on the service project for NATA, we thought that it would be best for us to hone in on this one and then come back next year a bit stronger for the next SWATA. But we already have those plans.
Now, is this only, so next year in Arlington, if you're doing a service project, is this only for your committee or can other people help out?
Oh, no. Anybody can help out. Anybody at any time, if you have any suggestions. But we'll do a lot of promotion. We do have a Facebook page. And those e-blasts that some people kind of click through, it will have information on it. But I am actually departing as chair, but at any time, if anybody's interested in more information, you could just email me. And wherever this is posted, I'll try and put my email address, but it's just ntrotter@uark.edu. So that's ntrotter@uark.edu. And I can give you any information, but we open it up to anybody. Like, you don't even have to be a committee member. You can be a part of SWATA. You can be a student, but we welcome everybody. And some of it just gives you a chance to interact with people that maybe you wouldn't ordinarily interact with. So we like to have a good time, and the service projects are pretty fun. So look forward to that. I know it's over a year away, but we're definitely going to get into something. And we also try and do smaller scale things locally throughout the year. So the way that the district is set up, we try and have representation or committee members like in Northeast Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, Central Arkansas, North Texas, Central Texas, South Texas, East Texas, West Texas. So we try and do things like on a smaller scale. So if you're interested in any of that, again, you guys can contact me and I can get you in touch with the person that is closest
Shaquitha
to your area.
Is going
to
be the new the incoming.
Shaquitha, yep, and she's in the Dallas area. But hey, anytime, or even if you guys have some ideas, a food pantry at your school, hey, just let us know. Like, we can give you any ideas that we have or get you in contact with people who do similar things in their area.
Very good.
Yeah.
And now you might have had a former student of mine when I was at Bryan High School, Monica Menchaca.
Yes.
Was she there when you were there?
Yes, she was.
She was one of my former students. And yesterday I had forgotten that she went there for her grad work.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm trying to find her a job right now. She's looking for a job.
Yeah, she's
so,
here. I saw her picture from the Kramer booth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's good. She's super smart and good. Anything else you'd like to add about the EDAC committee? Anything? Any way I can help? I've enjoyed having you as chair of
We've
EDAC.
We've enjoyed having you as our liaison.
Well, I don't do anything but listen to you guys, and I try to help you out as much as I can.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, not at this time.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm Chris Shattuck. This is Natalie Trotter, and we'll see you next time.
That was terrible.
No, you did great.